It is 7:51. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome into studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. Russ is here each Thursday for Cinema Chat, and happy film festival season to you.
Yeah, the Cannes Film Festival wrapped up last weekend, and the Cinetopia Festival begins next week, so... We're right in the middle of it.
It begins for us next week. It's been a year-long process for you and the staff at the Michigan Theater, right?
It absolutely has. Well, Cannes wrapped up, and it gave away what is essentially its gold, silver, and bronze award. The Palme d'Or went to Dipan, which is a drama about Sri Lankan Tamil warrior who flees to France. And that was the top prize winner. The second prize, the Grand Prix Award, went to Son of Souls. And the bronze, or the Prix de Jure, went to a Greek film called The Lobster.
I can't imagine what that would be about.
Yeah, and I haven't heard much buzz on it either. Besides the ones that actually won the awards,
there was a lot that won popular acclaim.
There was, and a lot of times that actually indicates the kind of thing that audiences will like better. So, Carol, which is an American director Todd Haynes' film that stars
Kate Blanchett, right?
And it's about two American women who are in love in the 1950s, and it was a big hit with the critics and with audiences. And there was all kinds of Oscar talk already, especially about Kate Blanchett.
She's really on a roll.
Yeah, considered one of the winners, and this Australian actress may be is for her generation the Meryl Streep of actresses. So that's and her performance in Carol. Now, two commercial titles were also very heavily buzzed about. Mad Max, which is
Even in the competition, was it?
It was shown during the festival, but not as a
part of the jury
for the award.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And Inside Out, which is the Pixar animated film by Peter Docter, who's opening a little bit later this summer. So there was a film from Ethiopia that was really well buzzed about. It was the first film from Ethiopia called Lamb, and it was edged out by an Icelandic film for the Onsotomra Guards. Again, I'm butchering the French, but
that's part of the most entertaining part of my morning.
Which is the another part of the festival that runs with it, and it's like the next festival of Sundance, and it was by an Icelandic director, film called Rams.
So now, Rams in particular, are those kind of films likely to pick up some distributorship here in America, where you might see them in an art house like the Michigan Theater?
Yes, and there's a high likelihood that they'll be nominated by their country for the best foreign language film, right. And then, you know, it might get interest that way. A Gus Van Sant film, however. Now, Gus Van Sant is a big Cannes favorite. His film Elephant won the top prize in 2003.
But he's kind of hit and miss with American audiences.
Well, in his new film, Sea of Trees, was roundly panned by critics and audiences. It stars Matthew McConaughey.
I heard about that. People actually stood up and booed.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot during Cannes. There's a particular kind of political person in the United States, particularly locally, who just seems to be grumpy and negative about everything, and they seem to respond a lot to news postings about how everything sucks, and there's a kind of that kind of clack that's at Cannes that they just kind of are negative about everything. So a lot of things get booed that are actually well reviewed.
Pretty good. Well, it'll be interesting to see
how
it turns
out. But this one, that's not particularly the case on this one. Now, the big kind of silly news story that came out of Cannes was what's called Heelgate, which they were enforcing a dress code that forced women to wear high heel shoes.
How can you do that? That's just simply wrong.
Well, it was wrong. So there's a fancy red carpet part of Cannes. So for some of the big premieres, they want people to come in tuxedos and evening dresses for those big premieres. And there's a red carpet. It's kind of like the Oscars.
You can be respectful to the event and still not wear heels.
Absolutely. So what the Cannes management said was, there were some overzealous security guards that was enforcing a policy that wasn't really the policy of Cannes. But anyway,
I think that's why I was born a man. I can't imagine having to wear heels. So You have my support. If you don't want to wear them, don't wear them.
Yeah, the other thing that there was a lot of buzz about is that Cannes tried to ban selfies and selfie sticks, and it was only marginally successful.
Well, I'm kind of all about that. That's fine with me.
So anyway, Cannes Film Festival's over. You can read about it more in your local internet connection. And the Cannes Film Festival is the perfect warm-up to Cinetopia. 72 films from all over the world, including some films from Cannes. A big buzz film out of last year, The Tribe, is playing Cinetopia this year. There's a Michael Jackson sing-along, dance-along in downtown Detroit in Campus Martius on Wednesday the 10th. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Any blowback on that?
No.
I mean, based on his personal life?
No. It should be a lot of fun.
I mean, he certainly has a huge music fan base.
Yeah,
those
80s, 90s videos were very, very popular. And they were great little films, and that's what we're doing, celebrating that short film. There's going to be short films from Sundance. There's going to be short films from the Arab world. There's going to be just a great, great collection
festival
of films.
Guides are available, so if you want to plan
right.
your...
I got one right here.
Yeah, that worked really well on the radio, brother. But yeah, they're available, and you can make your plans to see as many of the films as you can in Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Absolutely. You can stop by the Michigan Theater, State Theater. They're distributed all throughout the southeastern Michigan area, so go pick one up if you see one. Well, opening downtown, the films that are actually opening this weekend at the State Theater, we have Merchants of Doubt, which is a documentary film that's kind of satirical and comic and illuminating all at the same time about the media spin folks that kind of put a negative cast over a lot of things that make people fear things when fear isn't really the appropriate reaction.
Opinion for commerce, right.
Yes, exactly. 81% positive reviews for Merchants of Doubt. We're very proud about that. John Borman's hilarious follow-up to Hope and Glory, Queen and Country is the name of the film. It opens up at the Michigan Theater. It's actually only playing tomorrow through Sunday, and it's gotten 83% positive reviews. Not very many places are playing it around the country, but it's gotten great reviews. Queen and Country opens for just a short run on Friday at the Michigan Theater. And then we've also got a very charming documentary about an 87-year-old documentary, Albert Maisel, who just passed away, about a flamboyant lady called Iris Apfel. And she's a quick-witted, flamboyantly dressed fashion icon of New York. 98% positive reviews about this. And it's a story about her influence on the fashion industry, her personal story, and it's very compelling about this 93-year-old woman who had a documentary made by a brilliant 87-year-old documentarian. So it's definitely worth checking out. Opening at the Multiplex is going to be Aloha, which is a Bradley Cooper film that also shares...
Yeah, I understand people like the movie, except... Hawaiian natives. Yeah. Very upset about the way they're represented.
He's stuck between an old love, played by Rachel McAdams, and a new fascination, played by Emma Stone. So we'll see how that does. San Andreas stars Dwayne Johnson, the
Rock.
Big
action figure.
Yeah,
movie.
With a lot of special effects. There's a huge earthquake that happens in California, and he gets his ex-wife and he get back together to try to save their daughter. They're in L.A. and the daughter's in San Francisco.
I think I saw that movie, but it was with John Cusack a couple of years
ago.
Yeah,
could have been, absolutely. And then Entourage, which is the much-anticipated big-screen version of the HBO hit series. So if you like those people, including Jeremy Piven, who plays Ari Gold, the super agent turned studio head.
I do like that character very much.
Yeah, and Jeremy Piven's also in a PBS show right now called Mr. Selfridge. So anyway, we've got a special midnight screening of Zoolander, and there's lots to see. So get your Cinetopia guides.
We'll see you at the movies. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Cinetopia Central.